This evening we are blessed with the presence of Pradeep Hatcher. Pradeep just actually graduated from St. Vladimir's Orthodox Theological Seminary this past weekend. And today is also a special day in his life as he celebrates his birthday today as well, and he has graciously agreed to join us this evening and to share a few thoughts for devotion this evening and for meditation. And Pradeep is also a member of St. Gregorios Orthodox Mission Church of Spokane, Washington. And at this time, I invite Pradeep to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Thank you, Didi Ushin, and all our respected Ushins and deacons and my sisters and brothers. Barakwa, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. Please turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, starting at verse 8. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 23, starting at verse 8, which reads, "Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceedingly glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing." Consider again Herod's interaction with Christ here, starting in verse 8. When Herod saw Jesus, he was glad, for he had desired for a long time to see him. But when Herod begins to question our Lord, Christ answers Herod, nothing. And so we're presented with a problem immediately, that Herod has a preconceived idea of who Christ is, what he's all about, and the type of miracles or powerful works that Herod expects to see. See, he already has defined what he expects from Christ in some way. And of course, what he receives or what he sees is nothing in return. Consider a similar passage in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Starting at verse 1 at Matthew, chapter 16. "Then the Pharisees and Sadducees came and, testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, 'When it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red,'" etc., etc. And on to verse 4, Christ responds, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. And he left them and departed." So in the same way as Herod, the Pharisees see nothing. They are revealed nothing, because what they are expecting from Christ is something very different than, of course, what God intends. And this is the problem that we very often experience in our own lives. For many of us that are experiencing graduation, that are looking toward the next stage in life, or in a transitional period, moving on to a job or to grad school, further studies, whatever it may be, when we place demands on how God is to answer our prayer, especially in times such as this, how he is to reveal himself to us in our lives as Herod does and as the Pharisees do in Matthew, we harden our hearts and we blind ourselves to him. When we have a hard time seeing Christ in our lives, it's often because we limit what it means to be God. We limit him to what we expect him to be. And we limit him to how we expect him to answer our prayers, whether that be about a job or about grad school or college or whatever that may be, again, as many of us may be experiencing at this time. And we have to also consider that, like Herod and like the Pharisees, we expect God to reveal himself in some big way to us, to kind of take away the ambiguity and the uncertainty in our own lives and make it easy for us. But for the Pharisees and Herod, consider the time that they were living in. They saw all of these signs, all of these things were happening around them. They hardened their hearts to what was happening. They weren't seeing the great miracles that Jesus was actually doing all around them, because they were expecting something that they wanted for themselves. And we all fall into this. We all get discouraged when God doesn't answer prayers in the way that we think he should, or he doesn't reveal to them. He doesn't reveal himself to us in ways that we think are clear enough, or in the way which we hope that he would. We always have to remember that Christ knows what's best for us, course, much, much more than we do. And so we have to leave ourselves open to how he chooses to reveal himself to us. And it's important to renew our trust in him, because as far as we can go in our spiritual development, we always have to remember that our pride keeps building itself back up, and so we continually can build this sense back up of expecting something from him, expecting him to show himself to us in a grand way in our lives. And so we have to open ourselves up in humility, open our eyes, and be open and aware to all the mysterious ways God can reveal himself to us in our lives, even if it's not what we expect. Glory be to God forever. Baruch Mor. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us. Unto our Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit,